Hey, everybody. Welcome to the pilot episode of Imagine This Podcast. This is David Lee with Imagine MKE. And the idea behind this podcast series was actually generated by you. We had heard from many of you that with all of our meetings and emails, you'd like new ways of getting and digesting information, like podcasts. And so here we are. Well, like all pilots, this episode is a little touch and go as Mac and I power through to find our footing. In fact, in the beginning, you can actually hear a clip of him say something about us not being too perfectionistic about any of this. And in that spirit, and in the spirit of general joyful abundance, we decided not to redo any of it. And as a result, there are some areas in episode that drag a little bit, and Mac's and my normal jovial, spirited, lighthearted rapport is a little bit stilted as we try to get through all the important information recorded. Still, the information and the updates on the DNC Arts activation are exciting and inspiring and important. So we've included some notes in the comment section about sections that you might want to fast forward to just to get the nuggets that you need. So with all that said, I will turn it over to Mac and David of the past with the show. We hope you enjoy.
Be perfectionists about it.
Welcome, everybody, to Imagine These Podcasts.
DNC MKE Arts Edition.
I'm David Lee. I'm the CEO of Imagine MKE.
And this is MacArthur Antigua, Senior Director of Collective Impact at Imagine MKE.
And as many of you might know, our mission here at Imagine MKE is that we envision a future inspired by arts and culture. Our mission is to convene, connect, and amplify the arts and culture community in our city. And part of the reason why we're doing this podcast is to make sure that the folks in our network are up to date on all the great activities that we're doing, all the plans and fun things that are going on with this DNC Arts activation.
So speaking of one of those things, I don't know, David, if you know this, but 2020 is kind of a big year for Milwaukee.
I heard.
You heard. So there's this thing coming to town in July called the Democratic National Convention. And so when it was announced several months ago, I think this was just about when I came on board in September, there was a wondering, oh, so what's going to happen with arts and culture in this city? And I think as everybody's trying to figure out how even General Mitchell Airport was going to have all these people, all these different folks were coming together in different conversations trying to figure out what is this opportunity.
Well, I think the interesting question has always been like, well, how do we tell the story of our city, right? Like, what does the city stand for? What's at the heart of our city when the nation's eyes are on us,
yes,
right?
And I think let's go with the world.
The world. The world.
The world will have its eyes on us, streaming and in real time. So this is a great opportunity, right? And again, we're about amplifying, convening, connecting. And so that's what we did. We have set a few meetings with different arts and culture leaders around the idea of pulling out this harebrained scheme about having a arts and cultural activation, citywide activation during those 4 days in July. We convened about 60 different arts and cultural leaders and community organizations at St. Kate's on Halloween, to come up with what would be a goal of a citywide activation, right? And we came out of a meeting with this target that by the end of 2020, 1 million people will have a positive impression of Milwaukee through their engagement of the arts and culture sector. So we wanted to figure out, if you're going to convene and do all this, what's the point? And that's what it is. We wanted to tell a new story and have actually 1 million people, not just from Milwaukee, but beyond, to have a new narrative. Dave, do you have a sense of like what are different ways that might look like, or what does that mean?
I think Mac you had alluded to it, right? That arts are so embedded in how we are coming together, how we show up as a city. And so how do we sort of make that more explicit when we have, 50,000 visitors coming to town, the eyes of the nation and the world on us, right? And so I think the way we've been thinking about it is, could we activate arts engagements either around or inside the security perimeter, on the outside of the security perimeter? And then I think the big win for us as an arts community is how our arts and culture sector shows up in our neighborhoods. Because my feeling is that our city is going to be pretty grumpy that there's going to be this thing happening downtown with a big security perimeter, and there's going to be a whole lot for people to do, and they're sort of stuck in their own neighborhoods at home, or maybe they want to leave. But can the arts really show up in our neighborhoods and create a sense of unity and celebration during the time of this DNC that's happening downtown that may feel to many people disconnected from their everyday lives?
So, to sum it up, I think success looks like those that learn about Milwaukee come back and visit again. I think it's those that live here in Milwaukee discover something in their zip code or another zip code and reengage soon after the DNC. It means that our neighborhoods are activated and celebrated, right? Definitely downtown and the area on Fiserv, as you call it, the perimeter. There's going to be a lot of action there. But how do we make sure that our neighborhoods are also activated and celebrated during this time? And finally, most importantly, some might say, the artists that are engaged, how do we make sure they get paid and have more opportunities to be profiled and celebrated as well? So that's for us. I think those would be wins if that happened. As we thought about, okay, you got a big audacious goal and ways it might look like, we thought about the work in three different levels, right? And we use an analogy like climbing Everest, right? And so because we are simple people, there are three stations to Everest. First is base camp, right? Level one, base camp. Level two is camp two. And then level three is the peak of Everest. So yes, the way of reductiveness, we have three levels.
You jump three spots.
Three spots
real fast.
Everest.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my Everest, three steps. The first level is this.
Anybody who's climbed Everest is going to throw.
They're shaking their heads going, what are these people talking about? So back to seriously, the first level is what we call base camp is, can we just aggregate all of the arts and cultural events that are being planned, and can we put an umbrella or a tag on it and make it easier for residents and those that are visiting to find, right? So very simply, could we put our arms around this and make it easier to find? So it isn't just a bunch of events that are happening, but rather we actually can direct people via website, via hashtag, social media campaign, et cetera. And then we call that level one, base camp. And so that would require for us actually mapping out what's happening, what's going on. Level two would be maybe there are arts and cultural groups that haven't planned something, but we could secure resources for them to actually execute actual activations. Or maybe we actually time these events out in a way so that they are aligned around certain themes or certain activities. And so that's sort of next level. Can we get that to happen? Finally, Everest, right, the top level, would be, could we actually create a collective programming across geographic areas, across maybe even arts disciplines? What might that be? Is that a citywide activation of some sort of like maybe a legacy piece that gets created and left behind? So those are the three levels that we looked at this work. And we also thought about it in happening in three areas. One is actually in Fiserv form, what might happen in Fiserv. Two is what might actually happen in the perimeter. That's a term for the space about a 1 mile radius around Fiserv. And then finally, what we call the neighborhoods at large, all the areas of Milwaukee that aren't the security perimeter, right? So you notice those three dimensions of where this work could happen and the three sort of depths of ambition that we had. So that's how we look to scale this.
I think what's so inspiring, or what I find so exciting about this plan or this framework of an activation is, if we had an activation in every one of our zip codes or every one of our neighborhoods, that is the city literally coming alive over those 4 days, right? And what an incredible story it is to tell that in what was once known as America's most segregated city, that we would have this unbelievable coming together around the arts to tell a coherent story about how the arts drives democracy, right? Or engagement or civic pride. It's super exciting.
So from that original meeting, we developed teams or volunteers came together to keep moving the work forward. And our two most active areas were looking at what does it look like to activate the neighborhoods and what does it mean to activate the what we call the perimeter, right? The area just outside of Fiserv itself. And so we've had leaders in those areas like Jared Judge, Book Live, who led the work around looking at the perimeter, as well as Christine Fleming, who's with the Hagerty Museum at Marquette University, as well as Elodie Ontala from Arts and Large, helped lead our work in the neighborhoods. And as a result, they've actually started to map out. And what we've learned is actually there's going to be activations in 14 zip codes. We still have to hear from another 14. We actually heard from restaurants and hotels and other areas that are interested in arts and cultural programming. They just haven't, they'd be open to discussing more. And so they've done a heck of a job just mapping out the different types of groups as well as the different types of interest there is all throughout Milwaukee and in the perimeter about that.
I thought one of the interesting topics that came up in one of our last meetings was this idea of, if I'm running a business and I know that I'm going to be at peak demand, right? Demand is not going to be a problem over those 4 days. And I'm thinking about, you know, how might I be able to, like, typically I think about an artist engagement as a way to get people in my door.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm already at peak demand, what is the additional benefit of having having an artist activation in my cafe, bar, or hotel lobby? Mm-hmm. And I think, I would love your feedback on this. I feel like it's like we need to show our city in the best way possible, right? Yeah. And so we could do nothing and still people would come through and participate and spend money in bars and everything else. But like, our city's got to show, like, we know it can show.
And I think our city will be able to show it in a way that it isn't, quote unquote, programmed in some way. I know there has to be some intentionality behind it. But, you know, for me, you can tell the soul of the city of what happens, you know, on as many different street corners, or what happens not during the real, quote unquote, prime times, but rather how does it feel like? What does it look like? And I think that's a great opportunity we'll have, because Milwaukee is going to be a 24-hour city for at least that week and beyond. Just pivoting off of that, thanks to those committees and for those groups who've continued to meet over the last couple months to get that information. And as a result, I think we've been able to share this with what we call our turbo team, right? Because you got to have a group of people. It isn't just me and David, you know, and staff members here to imagine cooking this up. David, can you speak to why it was important for us to have, quote unquote, a turbo team? Or what does that even mean to have a turbo team?
So, inside joke number one, turbo team. So we have a lot of committees here. And as Mac at some point we'll probably talk about on one of these podcasts, we have a lot of committees, a lot of steering committees, and we needed to be able to differentiate the leadership of this collective, this DNC Arts Activation Group, from the leadership of other committees that we are helping to create the space for and helping to organize. And so it just happened one day that this group became the turbo team, as we were trying to disambiguate in the Imagine MKE Wikipedia which steering committee we were talking about. So this turbo team really is meant to, it's a small collection of folks that are made up of the larger group of the DNC arts and culture leaders that are meant to help us accelerate the work coming out of the larger group, right? So we have a lot of information, a lot of potential and planned activations, and the steering committee is helping us make decisions to ensure that the decisions we're making are reflective of the general consensus of the larger group. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's to make sure it's on track. We say turbo because we can accelerate the work, and to make sure we're not inventing stuff out of whole cloth that doesn't have a basis in reality or what the actual arts and cultural sector, you know, that we see in Milwaukee really wants.
Yeah, and I think our turbo team is made up of a really just incredible cross section of arts and culture leaders. We have Jack Lemon from the Skylight, Linda Marcus, Mary Lou Canode from Sculpture Milwaukee, Maureen Regali, and then we have the chairs of each of our zone groups. So Christine, Elodie, and Jared, and also Ann Katz from Arts Wisconsin, our state partner, is also serving on this turbo team as well. So a couple things. The steering committee met last Thursday, a week ago today, and we were able to present to them all of the work of the zones groups, right? So the neighborhood group presented all of the incredible inventorying they've done, and we'll dive into some of the things that came out and bubbled up to the surface in that portfolio of work. Jared presented or talked a little bit about some of the stuff and inventorying he's been doing on the perimeter, and also some of the challenges I think that folks have faced in trying to understand what could potentially be happening over those 4 days. And so a couple key decisions that have already been made from the turbo team that we will be unveiling in the next few weeks is the theme for this arts and culture activation is really surrounding this idea, this one single word that I think people are going to have some affinity for, which is forward, that the arts and culture sector and arts in general and creativity creates forward momentum for our city, for our society, and for us as a people.
It's also an allusion to, again, our state's motto of Wisconsin, which is forward. And I do think it's about optimism. It's about possibility. And we're excited to invite the programming to connect with that or any other potential program that is yet to be developed. We want to use forward as the holding theme for all the activation in our city.
Yeah, and the group also gave the thumbs up. The Turbo team also gave the thumbs up on the what I'm sort of calling the positioning of this campaign. And I'm going to read it to you because I actually find it incredibly, incredibly inspiring. Art has the power to activate change, engage communities, and evoke emotions in people from all walks of life. By using the DNC as a national platform to amplify Milwaukee's creativity and innovation, we will connect and elevate our culturally diverse neighborhoods through the arts. What was once known as the nation's most segregated city will now be known as the nation's most up-and-coming arts mecca. As we portray Milwaukee in a new light, people from around the world will want to experience our city firsthand. DNC visitors will want to return to see more, and locals will discover things about their city they never knew existed. These initiatives will also serve to unite our city on a human level in ways that will empower residents after the DNC has ended. By promoting collaboration across the invisible divides the city's differentiating zip codes create, we can encourage the removal of past barriers and ignite an accessible arts sector for local artists and visiting creators to appreciate and thrive for years to come. And that is the animating value and positioning for the DNC MKE Arts campaign that we're hoping to launch, that we will be launching in the next few weeks.
Forward it is. So hopefully by this point you got a sense of how we even started with conversations that happened between arts and culture leaders in separate spaces, finally to a larger space, and then actually became series of meetings and series of work that is done by these arts and culture leaders. You know, they volunteered to do it, and we here at Imagine MK have just tried to do our best to hold it and keep the work moving forward. And so at this point, right, we've got a theme, we've got what inspires it, that's what David just said. And, you know, at this point we want to share with you, there's two things, right? I think these are what we're committed to make this happen, and then what we're hoping to attract in the next few weeks.
Yeah, so the things we're committed to doing that's already in the hopper, right? These things are in our work plan. We are going to be building out this campaign, this DNC MKE Arts campaign, which will consist of a hashtag, toolkits for artists, for organizations, for anybody who wants to get involved and participate in activating in their local neighborhood. We will be also creating a calendar, and Mac is giving a little bit of a sideways grin there, and that's because we have had such conversation in our office surrounding what does it mean to have a calendar, and we've heard from so many of you out there about how we need a comprehensive arts calendar, and it's been something that's been on our work list since the beginning, and I think this DNC arts activation it has really sort of begun to accelerate the need for us to figure it out, right? Because there are like technical challenges of putting together an arts calendar, but then there are real adaptive challenges of how people utilize a calendar, how the calendar works in people's lives, and what kinds of information it gives to people. And I think these are some really interesting questions that we've put some thought horsepower against and are going to have to begin to make some decisions on how we curate, right? How we curate stuff, how we envision and how we think about what an arts and culture activation looks like, what an event looks like. And these are not as easy as just filling out a form and extracting the data, right, that would sort of normal calendaring business would suggest.
And our hope is that, you know, by building these things out, we create a legacy, right? Hopefully we create a legacy like, maybe let's do this again next year when we don't have a DNC, right? This muscle of bringing people together within a zip code, across zip codes, to celebrate our vibrant arts and culture in practice here. But also this notion of, can we build this collective muscle of, where do we go to get to arts and culture, and where do we go to see the abundance of amazing talent across many disciplines here in Milwaukee? You know, so we'll build it for the DNC, but our belief is that we want it to persist long beyond this is here.
You know why I think we can do this, Mac? Mm. Milwaukee Museum Week just wrapped up last week.
Yeah.
A week-long activation of all of our incredible Milwaukee museums and downtown galleries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think last year when they decided to start this, I think they had similarly some questions about, like, is this possible? Like, what are the things we need to get this incredibly diverse group of organizations and people to work together?
Yeah.
And this last second annual Milwaukee Museum Week was incredible.
Yeah. They actually shared really great resources and tools, and we're definitely going to try to, you know, learn, parentheses, steal, I think, some of their insights and best practices about how do you get different institutions and individuals to collectively move together on a shared experience. And that's what we're hopefully trying to cultivate, this shared experience. So that's what we're definitely committed to do. Here's what we're, like, excited about, because this is what was shared by the folks. I don't think we're letting the cat out of the bag, because on one level, we're not necessarily guaranteeing this will happen, but this is sort of our vision board, in the sense that we do believe this could happen if we can marshal the support and resources to make that happen. For example, as part of our downtown strategy of making sure that targeting visitors from out of town, as well as perhaps those that are able to be working downtown, because we know there'll be people still downtown doing work and engaging during that time, we hope to have what we call Art on Every Corner, some art, which is employing a live music performance strategy of trying to find 30 corners to perform on, as well as identifying ways to get in the buses or the hop itself to perform during those days to show off Milwaukee music. So that's one possibility that we're looking to animate and explore. Another thing that we're excited is that the downtown bid and Newaukee is submitted a beautiful insight around activating storefronts all throughout downtown. So pop-up stores and featuring art and different ranges. You could even attend things inside buildings or just visually have them around. So we're excited to support their proposal. They put it together. We want to champion making sure that downtown on every corner is not just activated, but also features art and perhaps crafts from Milwaukee artists themselves as well. The other things that we're also excited and hoping to get support around is further, you know, what might a legacy project be? Be it, could there be a really cool project where members, you know, of our local communities weave something together, and then it's a huge textile or a huge piece that visitors can also contribute to and be part of, and that stays with Milwaukee as we move forward. So these are ideas that have been proposed, but they don't happen until we get support for them. So it's just interesting, you know, we're not guaranteeing that will happen, but I share them out loud because I'm excited and hopeful that they're worthy of investment. And David, can you talk about what's going to be happening in the next few weeks to build momentum?
Yeah, that's great. So we are putting together all of the recommendations coming out, or all the recommendations, I guess, coming out of the steering committee into a final sort of DNC MKE Arts deck that we will be taking out to not only the host committee, but also funders, and we are also asking for folks in our network to connect us to folks who might be interested in funding parts of this. Again, to Mac's point, none of this happens, or the larger activations will be more difficult to pull off if we have that value of ensuring that all of the artists who are engaging in this activation over the summer are all paid what they're worth, right? Because that's part of the other thing, is that the value that these artists are creating, whether they are busking on a street corner or doing a mural downtown or reading poetry at a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might be, has intrinsic, incredible value, not only to our city and not only to the visitors, but to us as a community. And again, I think I sort of mentioned, I talked a little bit about how our city shows out. We have a I think a little bit of a inferiority complex, right? And so this time is not the time for us to have that show out, right? It is time for us to really lean into the incredible talents and abundance that we have in the city.
So time is of the essence, because before you know it, Jolly be here. And if you are listening and you are interested in wanting to be part of this, it could be you want to make sure that maybe you have an arts activation you've already got planned and you want to make sure it gets highlighted. Or maybe you've got an amazing story about arts and culture that you want to make sure we capture and we share out, because again, that's part of our work, is amplifying the ways arts and culture create a more vibrant Milwaukee to those visiting media. Or again, maybe you've got a great idea for a citywide activation. Please be sure to contact us. We've got our come to imaginemke.org and check out the DNC activation page right there and let us know you're interested, because we want to include you. So that's one way you can move forward. And also share the podcast and like it, so that more people want to listen to this. I want to make sure we have 5 stars. You know, again, as we tie up this sort of piece, David, I just want to reiterate, because there might be some, you know, I think people are trying to figure out, what the heck are you guys? You know, what are you guys, Imagine MKE? Are you a funder? Do you produce events? And, you know, I think it's very important, I think, to be very clear about what is the thing that we're trying to do. And could you speak again, like, again, with regards to, you know, this activation, Democratic National Convention, right? I think that the reality is, right, and you can check me if I'm wrong, you know, there was a time that collectively a whole bunch of people looked at each other going, what are we going to do, right? And I think what Imagine MKE's best offering was to hold the space for those folks to collectively think it through. And that's where we're at right now.
Yep.
So where we have potentially zip codes. All zip codes will have activations. Potentially we'll have all these projects going on and wait for people to get to them and find them, right? That's our best way, is to hold it so that they're viable, so it doesn't get lost in the ether. Yeah. Because, you know, all these arts and cultural leaders are amazing, but they also got full-time jobs. Right. Their ballet's going to ballet. Symphony's going to symphony, you know? And so our role has just been to hold it so that way it could get to reality. It could get to manifestation. Did I miss it, David? Or
no, you know, I think I go back to kind of the framework of our checklists of how we show up in our organization, right? The three steps, right? Amplify, connect, and be the doer of last resort, right? That's like the three layers of what we do, right? And I think this DNC Arts Activation is a really great example of those three points, right? On the one hand, where we want to amplify all the incredible stuff that's already happening, that people have already have planned, that are that has nothing to do with us, but it's part of the cultural and artistic landscape of our city. Second, connect, right? Like, we have had folks who never talked to each other, and they've talked to each other in one of our meetings, and they're like, oh, we can do this thing together. What an incredible opportunity. Or we hear organization X is interested in doing this thing, and then we hear about venue Y needs another thing or is well suited for organization X, and suddenly they have a Z, right? Like, that sort of happens through engagement with us. And then finally, I think even with this, we'll be doing a little bit of doing a last resort, right? I think people have not historically here told a good a cohesive arts and culture story about our city. And so that's what we're going to be doing. We're actually going to be helping to seed this arts forward narrative about how our community of artists, business leaders, arts organizations are coming together to write an optimistic and future facing story for Milwaukee, and how we're actually going to make that happen. So I think you're right. I think we are creating the holding space for this work to happen. And even in so doing, we're also completing the three main tasks of our organization, which is to amplify, connect, and to do if nobody else is doing.
Awesome. So that's almost the end of our debut podcast here, which hopefully you walk away from this having a sense of like, oh, okay, this is what's cooking with the Democratic National Convention coming to town. And hopefully you're inspired to either be part of it yourself or support it, right, and champion it. And again, let us know not just click five stars and leave a positive comment, but also hit us up in the contact email or go to imaginemke.org. As we close out, you know, again, this is our first podcast, but I like to close out. There's a thing that David likes to share, this notion of joyful abundance, right? That's the value, that's the lens we hold to not just the arts and cultural community in Milwaukee, obviously it is, but also just for Milwaukee as a whole where we are. Like, how do we start from a lens of joyful abundance? And so we always want to close with celebrating that. And so to me, I want to debut this and I get this started off. The joyful abundance I want to celebrate is my experience I had this morning actually visiting Latino Arts over, I think, 1028 South 9th Street, right at the United Community Center on the south side. They have this program called Café con Arte, which will actually is proposed to be one of the activations that will happen during DNC. But Café con Arte is an opportunity to have coffee, churros, and meet with the artist that has been presenting at an installation. And so today it was with Brianna Lynn Hernandez-Borichter, who is a Midwestern-based artist. And her installation is Reconstructing Reality, which will be there for the next month or so. And it's a beautiful installation which reflects on themes of her own experience of caretaking for her mother before she passed away. And so this installation explores charcoal print, explores video, as well as sculpture itself to share sort of her reflections of being in the role of caretaker and what did that mean, as well as being able to process the grief and trauma that happened as supporting her mother through her transition. I found it to be incredibly moving and powerful, and it was really awesome to be able to experience her in real time and get to ask her real questions about it. So when they do Café con Arte about every month, I recommend you check it out, but most importantly, to check out this installation that's at Latino Arts. So thanks again, Latino Arts, for being part of the joyful abundance that is Milwaukee, for making Milwaukee awesome. So that's all I got, David.
What a great pilot episode. Come back in a week.
We're doing this weekly.
Or monthly. I don't know. We'll find out.
Come back tomorrow.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Take care.